mission is to proclaim love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From her heart. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us. The headlines. ECZ announces 70 new constituencies ahead of 2026 general election. Zambia Land Alliance submits key recommendations on land reform bills. Nigeria drops terrorism financing charges against ex-justice minister. Copa Princesses arrive in Kigali for Women's World Cup qualifier clash. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has officially announced the creation of 70 new constituencies, marking a historic expansion of Zambia's electoral framework ahead of the August 2026 general election. Speaking during the announcement at the Mulungushi International Conference Center, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalumis described the development as a major milestone in strengthening democratic representation and bringing leadership closer to the people. Mrs. Zalumis said the announcement follows the enactment of the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025, which increased the number of constituency-based seats from 156 to 226, thereby providing the legal foundation for the delimitation exercise. The newly created constituencies are distributed across all 10 provinces, with eastern and southern provinces receiving the highest number at 9 each, followed by central with 8 and Copperbelt, northwestern and western provinces receiving 7 each. Lusaka province has gained 6 new constituencies, bringing its total to 18, while Muchinga and northern provinces also received 6 each. Lwapuwa province recorded the lowest addition with 5 new constituencies. Among the notable additions in Lusaka province are Makeni, Roma and Lima constituencies, while Copperbelt province sees new constituencies such as Chambishi and Dag Hammarsholt in Ndola. Overall, the increase brings the total number of constituencies in Zambia from 156 to 226. Lwangeni Member of Parliament and Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Moses Moyo, has described the commissioning of Chief Nzamani's palace in Lwangeni constituency in Chipata as a milestone in improving the welfare of traditional leaders under President Hage Ndeyishilema's leadership. He explained that the newly built facility funded through the 2024 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, comprises the Chief's palace, two retainer houses and a modern meeting hall. The project, valued at 4 million kwacha, was carried out by the Zambia National Service. Moyo highlighted that he followed the presidential directive to construct dignified palaces for chiefs across the country. He stressed that the initiative demonstrates government's commitment to decentralization, improved service delivery, and strengthening the role of traditional leadership in national development. The Civic Forum on Housing and Habitat Zambia, CFHHZ, in collaboration with the Zambia Land Alliance, ZLA, has submitted recommendations to the Parliamentary Committee on Agriculture, Lands and Natural Resources on the Agricultural Lands Amendment Bill NAB No. 16 of 2026 and the Land Survey Amendment Bill NAB No. 12 of 2026. The submission forms part of broader civil society efforts under the National Land Coalition to strengthen land governance and promote equitable access to land in Zambia. The recommendations were presented to the committee by ZLA Executive Director Patrick Musole, accompanied by CFHHZ Executive Director Grace Chikumo Mutonga. Mr. Musole welcomed the opportunity to engage Parliament and reaffirmed ZLA's commitment to promoting transparent, accountable and efficient land governance systems that support sustainable development and public confidence in land administration. He expressed general satisfaction with the proposed amendments to the Agricultural Lands Act, noting that revising the composition of the Agricultural Lands Board is a positive step toward strengthening governance and improving decision-making. Meanwhile, supporting the submission, Mrs. Mutonga emphasized that appointments to the Survey Control Board should be based on clear and objective criteria, including professional qualifications, relevant experience, and the absence of conflicts of interest. Still in local stories, the Department of Immigration has secured significant convictions involving the smuggling and facilitation of prohibited immigrants, reaffirming its commitment to safeguarding Zambia's borders and upholding the rule of law. Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Echinshinka says in one case, the Kabwe Magistrate Court on 13th April 2026 convicted a Zambian national, Ruben Banda, 40 of Kanyama, Lusaka, for aiding and abetting the illegal entry of 13 Bangladeshi nationals. Mr. Banda pleaded guilty and was sentenced to pay a fine of 80,000 kwacha, or in default, serve 3 years simple imprisonment. The facts of the matter are that on 18 February 2026, officers from the Zambia Police Service at Munano Police Post in Chisamba District intercepted an Isuzu twin cab registration number BBC4580ZM, which had attempted to evade a police checkpoint upon apprehension of the driver, who had attempted to flee on foot. The police discovered 13 Bangladeshi nationals aged between 17 and 42 years concealed in the vehicle. Mr. Nshinka says the suspects were subsequently handed over to the Department of Immigration for further investigations and immigration-related proceedings. We have more as we listen to this.
The suspects were subsequently handed over to the Department of Immigration for further investigations and immigration-related proceedings. The 13 Bangladeshi nationals were later convicted and each fined 4,000 kwacha with a default sentence of 4 months simple imprisonment. All fines were paid and the individuals have since been removed from the country in accordance with the law. In a related case, a Tanzanian national, Mr. Benjamin Paul Ngambi, appeared before a court on 14th April 2026 where he was convicted for aiding and abetting prohibited immigrants and fined 100,000 kwacha or in default sentenced to 9 months simple imprisonment. The offense arose from an incident in Isoka District where he was found transporting two Somali nationals who had no valid entry endorsements. The two Somali nationals were also charged for failing to appear before the nearest immigration officer on entry.
Now, politician and former Member of Parliament for Lumezi, Munia Zulu, says he's backing Brian Mundovile for the August 23rd general elections because he has served well as leader of the opposition and has been adequately prepared to become Zambia's next president. Mr. Zulu says Brian Mundovile means well compared to the current leadership in the country and that he's more popular than President Hakainde Hichilema, who was in opposition for over 18 years in clear sign of lack of popularity. He says Mundovile is a good presidential candidate to sell to the Zambian people as compared to other opposition figures, hence him backing the sitting Tonse Alliance president.
For the late President Lungu to have chosen and recommended Brian to be the leader of opposition in parliament was not a small undertaking. Mm-hmm. That showed that there was confidence that he could lead. And in the Commonwealth practice, ordinarily, leader of opposition is being prepared to be the next Republican president. That's what it means. Not leader of opposition by default. You know, someone just wakes up because they've got the state apparatus and they make you leader of opposition. No, Brian has been prepared to lead. And it's not about me. It's what I have seen and what I have heard. Brian means well compared to what we have today. And you friends in the media,
with that story, takes us on a short break. When we come back, we have more in international and sports news. Stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.